This is Anime Afterlife Podcast, Top 5. Our Top 5 this week is Top 5 Harems. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie, and over it goes, Vincito.
Hi!
And our manga specialist, King of Hearts.
Yo.
And our new host, Gabe.
Hello. Clannad is a harem, if you didn't know. I'll post a picture in the next blog post. And I won't fix it up. I'll just leave it the way. I'll see if anyone notices.
Point out the missing comma in the picture. That's
edit
all.
That.
I'll re-edit the picture.
And all right, let's go to our number five. Let's go to Gabe.
Okay. Just to say this in advance, because I don't know what the reactions might be. This is the manga, not the anime. And my number five is Mayo Ineko Overrun.
Okay.
Because it has cat girls.
You said manga. And
yeah, manga, not the anime.
Right.
Only I don't think the anime was terrible. You think the anime is terrible. I know you hate it, but
I had problems with it.
I understand, but you know me. I just can't bring myself to hate anything. But still, I think the manga's a lot better.
Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then let's move to King.
My number five is Rosario Vampire.
All right.
Because, I like... Okay, I won't say I like all the characters. I don't like Mizori, but it's still good.
Wait, who's Mizori?
Ice Girl.
What? King! Get out of
what?
Here! Leave
what?
Now! Wait,
what?
What'd you
what?
Say? What did you say, though?
He said he likes the Ice Girl.
Oh, I thought you said you like everyone besides the Ice Girl.
No.
Okay. You're okay, Michael.
You get out. You can't even listen.
Freaking out over nothing.
Alright. Then let's go to Ven.
My number five is Shuffle, the anime, not the visual novel. Because
Kaede isn't crazy.
Because Kaede is crazy, and I really like the girl he ends up with.
I don't.
And it had a pretty interesting story with like heaven and like the god, like the princess of hell and princess of heaven coming down to
that. That was cool.
Mate with him or whatever for some odd reason. I thought it was interesting. I liked it. I don't care what anyone says. Shuffle, yeah. All
right, and my number five is Neon Koi. I don't know. I don't really feel that strongly toward the series, but it's still pretty entertaining. And
the anime version?
Yeah, the anime version. Okay. I do like I like all the girls. I like all of them.
I like his childhood friend after she takes off the Silent Hill makeup.
Yeah. But that's my number five. Let's go to our number fours. Let's go to Gabe.
Okay. My number four, once again, not the anime, but the manga, is Omamori Himari.
Yay, because that anime sucked. What? And the manga's good.
So, yeah, Omamori Himari. I will say the manga is a lot better than the anime. And I like most of the characters, maybe not the cafe girl or whatever her name is.
Oh, but don't hate on the teacup now.
Well, nah, too big for me. Wait, what?
She wanted to feed the main character milk. Milk coffee. Come on.
Okay, fine. I like all the characters. I'm just joking. They're all right, but I like the manga better. And I mean, it was nice to see. It was nice to see it all animated and stuff, but yeah, the manga's better.
All right, then let's go to King.
My number four is Ikora.
Okay, we're doing good so far. I have no objection.
I was trying to say something.
Okay.
Ikora is amazing. I love it. I love all the characters in Ikora. They're so great.
It's hilarious too.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's not one of those serious harems. It's a really funny one.
Yeah.
Alright. Then let's go to Ben.
My number four is actually a reverse harem, or in high school host club. Actually, you know what? Isn't it both? Because, like, the host club itself, you know, it's kind of a harem.
Kind of.
Guys to hang around with multiple girls and stuff. But I really, what I like to focus on is the relationship between the main character, Hari, and all the guys around her. I'm not a fan of reverse harems at all. And I don't even think I've read any of them besides, or read or watched any of them besides this anime. And this anime really did it well. And I really the parts in Ore and I liked more than the comedy were the romance parts with the main girl. So it makes me sad that there wasn't enough romance in it. Maybe the manga has more. So that's what's my number four.
Alright. And my number four is Heaven's Lost Property, because that's kind of a funny show.
Oh!
Yeah. And I do like the concept of it.
What was it?
Heaven's Sorno Otoshimono.
Yeah.
Oh. So, okay, yeah. I was contemplating about putting that inside. What are you talking about? You've seen it, Dave?
Yeah, I've seen both seasons.
And isn't it the manga? Isn't the anime over?
No, there's a movie coming out.
Yeah, there's a movie coming out.
Okay. Have you been keeping up with it?
Yeah.
So you know about Synapse and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I know about Synapse. They didn't really go much into that.
The story's getting really better than I thought it was going to be. It's getting really cool.
The only complaint...
Is the manga you're talking about?
No, this what? Is the series.
Wait, yes. Oh, okay.
Synapse is like the main bad guys.
I didn't really like his voice in the series, though. That's my only complaint. But yeah, that's my number... the main character's voice is
No, he's a good voice actor. He voiced the guy in Higurashi. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, the main... I don't know. I wasn't really crazy about his voice. Anyway, that's my number four.
No, I liked it.
Alright. Let's go to our number threes. Let's go back up to Gabe.
Okay. My number three... Once again, well, I guess both of them count. Love Hina.
Can't say anything. I've never done.
Did you read it?
No, I've never even touched Love Hina.
You haven't seen it or read it.
Well, then shut up, Vincito.
I know.
Shut up.
How can I be in a harem talk without seeing or reading Love Hina?
That's your fault. Love Hina. This. By Ken Akamatsu. I should mention that.
The genius of horror mangas.
Yeah.
Alright. Then let's go to King.
My number three is Sekai no Ichizo.
Yay. Okay, I have no complaint. I think. Yeah, it's okay.
Yay.
Golden.
Because it's so good. So good. It's funny. And the ending is amazing. I love the ending.
And the character acts like he's in a harem the entire anime. Like he actually says it out loud. He doesn't pretend to not notice.
Alright. Then let's go to Ven.
My number three is very stereotypical. Is that a word? Sakire! The manga. Well, the first season of the anime and maybe the manga a little bit. The manga's been sucking lately, though, for me. But I when this series first started out, and maybe for like the first few arcs of it, I really liked it. Like I thought it was like one of my favorite romance shows out there. It like dealing with like was a partner's wives, multiple wives was a pretty interesting concept with that can fight for you and stuff. So I really liked the series, but lately it's been sucking. I really didn't like the second season. I'm sorry, but. That's just how I feel. I like the first season. I actually went back and watched a few episodes of the first season. And yeah, it still holds up. It's still really good. Like, especially compared to the new one. So, I really like Sekire. Fuck anyone who doesn't like it. So yeah, number three.
Alright. And my number three is a reverse harem. The only reverse harem I've ever seen. Or in high school, host club.
Yay, a duplicate finally!
That's weird. Like, I like the comedy of this show. It's really funny, and I don't know. I didn't really expect to like get into it, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, then let's go to a number twos. Let's go to Gabe.
Okay. My number two. More so than manga, because the anime is, it's all right. My number two is To Love Ru, and To Love Ru Dark.
Yay!
Even though it's not finished. Because that guy is the luckiest guy in the whole world. Because there's like a million girls, and they're all awesome.
I especially know exactly what your number one is. Okay,
especially his sister. But King seems to disagree.
Because she's not maybe part of the harem.
Mika's part of the harem.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. She was in that one picture when... Okay, we're spoiling it. Whatever. So yeah, it's a love room. It has a pretty good anime. One of the good animes that Zebek has made. If they've made more
than... they've even made one. Which they probably haven't.
So yeah.
Then let's go to King.
Number two, Love Hina.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's Love Hina. What can you say?
I think I know your number one too, King.
Do you?
I think so.
He took to love her off his list.
I know, but I know what it is already. I have two. There's two things it could possibly be, and I know one of them for sure. So,
how can you not love Hina? I don't know. I can't describe it. It's just perfect.
Vincito can. He's never even seen it.
I can do the King thing and say it sucks because I've never seen it.
Okay, then let's go to Ben.
My number two is The World God Only Knows the manga. I haven't finished the TV series, so I can't
really
say anything about that. But I fucking...
It's been like 10 years.
Shut up. I fucking love this manga, so that's why I put it on here. I love the idea. It's kind of a different form of a harem, though, isn't it? It's kind of like... It's not your basic harem. It's him going through different girls and doing their own arcs, but in the end, like, every girl ends up, you know, kind of like, they all show like feelings for him near the, like, even after he's, you know, done with them. Some of them do, at least. So I really like,
were they all, it's definitely a typical one.
What?
Where they are now in the manga is definitely,
yeah, this it's taken a definite turn to a typical harem, this, but I like the story that's going on around it right now. Because
the story is really good.
Yeah, I really like the story and where it's going. The anime will never catch up to the manga. It probably won't even get to the good parts of it. So, who knows? But I really like a lot of the girls in it. It's a really fun read. It's just awesome, and the main character's awesome. I like him. I've modeled myself and my anime watching after the main character a little bit because of how awesome he is for playing 9 games at once.
You wish you could.
I know. Anyway, that's my number two.
All right. And my number two is a short OVA series called Golden Boy, which I thought was very funny. Yeah. It was funny. And
you should read the manga.
Oh my god.
Maybe I will.
Don't say that again.
But the dub.
You probably shouldn't.
Why? Is it really like...
What?
Is it like, I don't know, is it too, like, is it like extremely raunchy? Like,
risque for Dave?
I don't know.
It's beyond risque.
Risque.
That's how you say it.
Like the first one wasn't.
No. If you've seen the anime, the manga is like 10 times more. the manga is so bad.
They needed to like have the voice actor for the English dub of Golden Boy just read like every chapter.
The anime was the least of the manga because they were like, if we put anything in the manga, this would be a hentai OVA and not a TV series.
All right.
The manga is borderline age. Borderline.
Borderline.
Like, does he even actually get with anyone, or is he just like?
Yes.
He does.
Yes.
Huh.
Ah, fuck.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my number two. And let's go to our number ones. Let's go back up to Gabe.
Awesome.
Predictable number one incoming. Predictable. Oh, go Gabe.
Okay, let's move on to King. Because we all... No. My number one is... Maho Sensei. Maho Sensei Negima.
Of course. Of fucking course. Why?
The author of Love Hina.
He's a little kid.
So who cares? Well, you do obviously, but it's so good. How far are you in? How long did you read it
for? I read like 30 chapters.
He's farther in than I am. That's kind of sucky for me.
And you know what's bad?
There's 300.
It's so better if he was just like 5 years older.
He takes a potion a few times that
I don't
makes him look.
That's the potion.
That's King's only complaint. It's been like this. It's the same with Beelzebub. He just doesn't like little children in manga.
He doesn't act like a little kid. If you were catching up now at chapter 300, you would like.
I don't care if he doesn't act like a little kid. He's a little kid.
If you read 300 chapters, you'd understand.
If you read 10 more, you'd probably understand.
That's great.
All right. But yeah, it's Negima.
Alright, then let's go to King.
My number one. Do you know what it is, Ben?
I'm pretty sure, but I'm not going to say it until you say it. If it's what I'm thinking.
It's the robot on the nose.
Fuck, I didn't think it would be that. Out of all the things you could... I thought it was Tenchi Muyo or something.
No.
Something classic that I could have put my faith in.
But it's the world god of my nose. It's so good. I can't find flaws in it. I can't find fault in it.
I really think the world god only knows kind of changes how harems can be done. But like...
Yeah, it's... The art style is amazing. It's so good. Oh, man. All the girls have been amazing. You want, you know, a lot of them back who... really aren't, you know, part of the established harem that they have right now. But, like, the chest girl.
I want the chest girl back. And the...
chest girl or the chest girl?
Oh, chess. Oh, okay. Chess.
I like his I like his teacher, too, who was into, like, luchador wrestling or what was it? Is it just wrestling?
Oh, no, I like her. I like his other teacher.
Oh, I like his teacher that's, all mean all the time and stuff. Yeah, I like
him. Yeah. It's so good. It is so cute because, you know, like, the main character's name is Kaima, and Kaima means knight in Japan, so Japanese. So the chess girl is like, I won because I had an extra knight and stuff. Oh, it's so good. I don't know. I can't find fault.
I just read that line. I have to read it.
I remember. And I remember King started.
It's one of the like only harems that has a spectacular, you know, focused story that is a serious story. No, Tolero's not a serious story.
Now it is.
No, it's well, yeah. Now it's getting serious. Actually, it's actually getting serious now. But the World God I know started off serious.
Not just like girls he's captured in his harem either. He has like some of the devils in his harem too, like Aqua or whatever her name was.
I love her.
Yeah, I like her. She's a great character. I like World God Only Knows. God, I wish I could reread it, but I don't want to reread it. If that makes sense.
I've reread it like 3 times now.
What the hell? You never told me about this.
And it's not even done.
You'll take the time to read to Love Rue and Yotsuba and The World God Only Knows, but not 5 more chapters in Negima.
No,
you've gone nowhere. I'm looking back at it, and you've gone nowhere.
He's a little kid. I can't get past that.
All right, then.
It's immoral.
So what? Having a harem is immoral.
Shut up.
Technically, that's true.
It is. But this is more immoral.
more. So much more.
Okay. Don't use your logic against me.
Then let's move to Ven.
Alright. I might with loosely turned. I might get a little hate for this. My number one harem is Ranma 1/2. I don't have any real reason for it, actually. It's by the original creator who created Inuyasha, Mizune and Koku, and Urusei Yatsura, which are three really amazing.
I really wouldn't even count Ranma as
I would. And especially since there's even a guy involved in his harem, kinda. Why wouldn't you? There's like, so I'm not even finished with the anime. I still fucking love it to death.
I like it.
What problem do you have then with it being?
I don't have a problem with it
being a harem.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't feel like a harem.
He has so many girls though after him, and he has a guy. And yes, he does. He has that crazy woman who does what's that fucking shit called? The
gymnastics.
And then he has that girl from China. And then he has his fiance. Then I think his fiance's older sister sometimes gets in there later on, doesn't she? And then he has that samurai dude who's all over his chick self.
That doesn't count.
That count. That so counts because he proposed to her.
I count that. That does not count.
Anyway, so this is a harem, so I'm counting it. And I fucking love Ranma 1/2. And I really need to finish this goddamn anime. And
you're never going to finish it.
I know, it's so fucking long. And they have so many OVAs and stuff and movies. But I really like Ranma 1/2. And I would be lying if I said it wasn't like one of my favorite long shows that I've been watching recently. So I really like it. I think it's a great horror.
Dave, it's down to you.
Yeah, Dave.
My number one's not.
I think it's a spectacular ending. Let's go.
It's not that spectacular.
Full Metal Alchemist. What?
Clannad.
No, it's not Clannad.
Okay, now we're done. We're done.
No,
it's Code Geass. Code Geass.
Yeah, of course. Wow. I should have seen it coming.
Screw you.
Damn it. Code Geass.
What is it, Dave?
My number one's is Setekai no Ichi-san.
Oh my god.
Okay. I know. It's because, so surprising.
It's like every girl has like an actual impact on the main character. Like each one is actually significant to the story. To like,
yeah, that's why I really like the ending. How they're showing how each of them helped him become who he was and everything.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's my number one, and I really enjoyed that series. So I guess that's it. And this has been Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. Thank you for listening.